Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, joined by Steve Geller. We'll get in touch with Jeff Duncan a little later, and it's time for our pick six, but it's actually pick five. So, Charlie, throw it to you.
All right, guys, we'll recap what happened. The last time we did the pick six segment, we did not know what was going to happen with our records because the Notre Dame and Ohio State games had not been played yet. However, everything went pretty well for us. Ohio State won. We all had Ohio State. Notre Dame won. The three of us had Notre Dame. Bobby had Penn State. So we're looking now to what happened last weekend. And boys, it was not a very good weekend for me in the wild card round. Here I was thinking that we would have some close games, and we had a lot of blowouts. So unfortunately, I had a 2-4 week. Mike, you went 4-2. Bobby went 3-3. Steve, you went 4-2 as well. So resetting the records, I'm still sitting on top at 65-55. Mike, you're at 60-60. Overall, Bobby's at 54-66, and Steve, you're at 57-60.
Come on, Geller, you can't let him beat you out of this.
Man, it's going to be tight.
You got to get the bronze medal here, Steve.
I mean, we have how many games left? We have 5 games this week, and then we have the 2 NFL championship games, and we got the Super Bowl. So, Steve, just pick a couple games similar to Bobby, and you'll be able to beat him out here.
Yeah, right.
So, we got the NFL divisional round that we'll be picking this week, guys. We're going to go in chronological order, as always. The first game of the weekend, the 4-seeded Texans out of the AFC at the 1-seeded Chiefs. Kansas City, 8-point favorites.
I'm going to go Kansas City here. I think they were going to overmatch the Texans. Houston did surprise me in the opening wild card round, but I'm never going to bet against Patty Mahomes, and I'll give the 8 points.
Amen. I'm the same. Chiefs.
Well, this is a clean sweep, gentlemen. So hopefully,
that means we're going to have a tight one.
Yeah, right.
That means the Texans will keep it close.
Same thing happened last week. We all picked the Chargers to take down the Texans. And I feel like, guys, this is maybe a little bit similar to what we saw last year, where the Texans beat the Browns in the first round, that wild card matchup at home, and then they went on to play the Ravens, and they just kind of got stomped. They were overmatched here. I do hope the Texans can keep it close, but I'm not going to put my risk on that. Give me the Chiefs minus 8 points. Up next, guys, the Saturday night game. We got the 6-seeded Commanders at the top-seeded Lions in the NFC. Detroit, 9.5-point favorites in this matchup.
Yeah, that one is a bit too steep for me. I'll roll with Jaden Daniels and the Commanders this one on the road, getting that 9.5. I just think I don't know if they'll win the game, but I do expect Washington to at least keep it close.
Bobby's got the Lions, and I think I agree with them, unfortunately. Listen, guys, like the Commanders, everything else from here on out is gravy for them. I've said that a couple times here.
Sure.
I think Detroit, this is bigger for them, and they're at home in front of their home fans. 9.5 points is a lot, but I think that they hit the Commanders early on, and then that fourth quarter becomes a little bit less important. Give me the Lions minus 9.5 over the Commies.
I'm going to go with the Lions. I just think they're a better team. Jaden's going to give you trouble, and man, I love Jaden to death, but in this case, I really like the Lions, so they're the better team, and I think the Lions will cover.
Up next, we got the Sunday game, starting with the NFC matchup, the 4-seeded Rams at the 2-seeded Eagles. Philadelphia, 6.5-point favorites. Bobby has the Eagles.
The Rams are like my dark horse in this NFL playoffs, guys. I'm going to roll with them getting the 6.5. I don't like the way Philly played at all last game. Yeah, they won in Green Bay, but it definitely wasn't pretty for me. I think Philly can still win this game. I'm not really going to pick them to lose this matchup, but I still think the Rams will keep this one close. So I'm going to roll with Sean McVay in that offense against this tough Phillies D.
It's funny, guys. If this was 7.5, I'd probably take the Rams, but I will go with Philly. I think that the weather conditions for this game are going to be a nightmare. I think Philly's going to be able to run the ball. Granted, if the Rams can run the football against that front for Philadelphia, good luck to them. I mean, I think they could do it. But give me the Eagles to win by a touchdown in this game. 6.5, I will ride with Philadelphia at home.
Short week, travel, cold weather, going with the Eagles.
Yeah, a lot of factors in play there. Moving on, guys, we got our final game of the NFL divisional round. The three-seeded Ravens, one-point favorites in Buffalo against the two-seeded Bills. Bobby's got the Ravens.
Yeah, this is basically a coin flip, really a pick 'em here. Tough to gauge this matchup. Two teams that, you know, are so... I think it's going to be a tight matchup. Obviously, the spread there is telling you that. And I'm going to roll with the Ravens on the road in Buffalo as well.
The Ravens, I think, are a better team, and they're playing better football. Now, the Bills definitely surprised me with that first-round matchup, and they just dominated a Bronco team that I thought was going to keep it close. They kept it close for the first quarter, and that was about it. I love Josh Allen. He's my favorite quarterback to watch play. And one of these two quarterbacks I will be rooting for to take down the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. However, if you're asking me right now who I'm rolling with, give me Baltimore on the road, minus 1 point.
I'm going to go with Buffalo. I think, you know, you look at this game, without Zay Flowers and how well that offense will be able to move the ball via the air, it looks as though that'll be a weather game also. Both teams are used to it. Man, Josh Allen, the way he's playing, they got a running game now like they've never had over the last 4 or 5 years. I'm going with Buffalo.
And I agree with Bobby, guys. I think y'all maybe feel the same way, that the winner of this game should be the Super Bowl favorite. I mean, I can't wait to see it. It's going to be primetime matchup.
Bobby, the last 2 years has picked against Kansas City and Mahomes. I told him, how much money you win off of that? But zero.
That's true. But I just feel like the way both these teams are playing right now, I would love to see them take down the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. But, Mike, you stand alone with the Bills. We'll see how it works out for you. Finally, wrapping things up, guys. As I said, we go chronological order. On Monday, January 20th, the College Football Playoff National Championship game in Atlanta, Ohio State 8-point favorites against the 7-seeded Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Yeah, Bobby has got Ohio State.
I'm going to roll with the Buckeyes as well, given that 8 points. It's a bit steep, but I think they've got the offense to cover it against the Irish, even though I think Notre Dame's got a decent defense here, obviously. But give me the Ohio State laying the 8.
Can you tell that I have, you know, I've been kind of learned my lesson from last week? I'm taking all the favorites here. Ohio State, Texas kind of felt like the national championship game. I would love to see Marcus Freeman and Notre Dame keep this close. I'm rooting for Notre Dame in this game. But for my pick-ems, give me the Buckeyes. They're the best team in college football. They bring it home this year.
I thought the toughest game was going to be against Texas, and it turned out to be.
Right.
That was a really tough game. I'm going with Ohio State. I don't know that Notre Dame has enough oomph on the offensive side of football. If this game becomes touchdown, that sort of matching. So that's why, you know what, I think Notre Dame can keep it close early, but I'm going with Ohio State. And this line initially almost opened at 10. When we went Monday night to the casino show, it was 9.5. And it's now, what, all the way down to 8? That means they got a lot of people that believe in Marcus Freeman and Notre Dame. But I got to go with Ohio State. I think they're the better team, more explosive. They can put points on the board. And, man, what are some of the Ohio State fans are going to say? That they wanted to run Ryan Day out after losing to Michigan. Now you got a national championship. But they're going to bitch about losing to Michigan.
Oh, no, for sure. And Michigan fans will hold that over their head, even with the national championship game. But, guys, I mean, I look back to what Brad Evans was saying yesterday about it, that he thinks that Notre Dame can keep it close and that we'll get a competitive national championship game. Trust me, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. But the weapons, to
you
your
said
point,
that last week too.
To your point, Mike, the weapons that Ohio State has on offense with Jeremiah Smith and Emeka Ibuka and those running back duo with Quinshon Judkins and Travion Henderson, it just feels like, yes, you know, Notre Dame's defense will put up a valiant effort. They've been excellent all season long, especially in the postseason run. But man, Ohio State's got some horses, so to speak, that can keep up with them.
The one thing is, can Notre Dame slow down the freshman wide receiver?
Jeremiah Smith.
But the same way Texas did. Texas did a nice job, I thought, of bracketing him and also double covering him. But what it did, it left Emeka Ibuka open one-on-one. Man, and he beat that. Okay, so that's going to be, I don't know if they had Benjamin Morrison's a different story, but he's not playing in this game because of an injury. I don't know if Notre Dame can match up better than Texas did in the secondary up against the receiving core that Ohio State has.
Notre Dame's path to victory here, I think it's pretty clear.
They got to get help from Ohio State.
They got to get some turnovers, and they have to control the clock. And now they've got a good running game. Ohio State's defense is very underrated. Like, everyone talks about all the weapons that they have on
offense. All them cats are going to be playing in the NFL next year.
Exactly. And it's a very veteran-laden defense. It just feels like this is Ohio State's game to lose. And 8, you know, may seem like a little bit heavy, but as you mentioned, Mike, it's down from basically 10.
It was almost, it was 9.5, and somebody told me as I walked past, it was 10 this morning. Now it's down to 9.5. It goes all the way down to 8. So, man, if...
We're getting a discount price here,
I'll get that discount.
Boys.
I'll take that.
Sold.